News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke to campaign staffers on Monday and acknowledged the roller coaster of the last several weeks, but also expressed a day after President Joe Biden dropped out of the year presidential race. AP House correspondent Norman Hall reports Harris is honing the political message she plans to use to seek the White House.
Rallying staffers at President Biden's campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware, the vice president emphasized her professional background as a prosecutor. Harris contrasted that with former President Donald Trump, who's been convicted of 34 felony counts in a hush money case in New York. Harris traveled to Wilmington to rally campaign staffers a day after Biden withdrew his presidential candidacy and endorsed her to replace him at the top of the Democratic ticket.
We have doors to knock on, we have people to talk to, we have phone calls to make, and we have an election to win.
The president called into a campaign staff meeting while Harris was visiting and said that if he didn't have COVID, he'd be there to support Harris, who he called the best. I'm Norman Hall.
ABC's Lisa Dwyer reports Democrats plan to push ahead with a virtual roll call at the convention.
With Vice President Kamala Harris heavily favored to replace President Joe Biden at the top of the ticket, the Democratic Party plans to push forward with a virtual roll call in which delegates to its convention can choose a presidential nominee before they gather next month in Chicago. While Biden has endorsed Harris to replace him on the Democratic ticket, she will not formally do so until nominated by the party's convention delegates. The Convention Rules Committee will meet Wednesday to approve how that virtual roll call will work. No date has yet been announced on when the roll call vote will occur, but the process is expected to be completed by August 7th, or 12 days before the party's convention begins. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is VOA News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on an airline that is still recovering from last week's CrowdStrike outage.
Delta Airlines is struggling for a fourth straight day to recover from the tech outage, even as other airlines are returning to nearly normal levels of service. Delta canceled more than 700 flights, bringing its total since the outage started to more than 5,500 cancellations. That's according to travel data provider Cirium. Delta's performance is drawing unwanted attention from the federal government. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says he spoke to Delta CEO Ed Bastian about the cancellations. Buttigieg says he expects Delta to issue quick refunds and to pay for hotels and meals for customers who are stranded by the ongoing cancellations. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The Secret Services director says the roof where shooter opened fire at Donald Trump's Pennsylvania rally was identified as a potential vulnerability days before the event. Director Kimberly Cheeto made the comments Monday as she was grilled by lawmakers over the July 13th assassination attempt of the Republican presidential nominee.
From what I've been able to discern, somewhere between 2 and 5 times there was some sort of communication about a suspicious individual.
Cheeto was berated for hours by Republicans and Democrats, repeatedly angering lawmakers by evading questions about the investigation into the shooting. Unlike previous elections in Venezuela, thousands of supporters of the typically fractured opposition have agreed to organize, mobilize, and support voters during the highly anticipated July 28th presidential contest. The main opposition coalition is banking on their efforts to get people to the polls to vote, as well as to deter government actors from intimidating or coercing the voters. The lack of truly independent electoral authority also makes such work critical for the opposition's alliance stability and ability to verify or contest the outcome. Some are holding raffles and selling traditional tamale-like halakas to raise funds to prevent and print promotional materials, buy gasoline to transport voters, and cook meals for supporters. At least 2 people have been killed in Ukrainian strikes on the partly Russian-occupied Donetsk region, according to Russian state media, while Russian strikes wounded at least 5 people. In Ukraine overnight, Ukraine's air defenses intercepted 35 of the 39 drones launched by Russia, according to the Air Force. Russia's Ministry of Defense said that its troops had taken control of 2 villages, one in Kharkiv region and one in the Luhansk region. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.